Today we're building an advanced jungle warfare style effects chain stretch in Ableton Live 12, and this is one of those transition tools that can seriously level up your drum and bass arrangement game. The whole idea is simple, but the result can sound wild. Instead of using a short FX hit as a one-off moment, we're going to stretch that energy across a bar or two, shape it with processing, and turn it into a living transition layer. Think impact, crash, rewind, vocal stab, noise hit, even a chopped break fragment, but transformed into something that evolves, breathes, and pushes the track forward. This works especially well in DnB, because it gives you tension without cluttering the low end. That's the big win. You're not just piling on more drums or bass notes. You're creating momentum from one focused sound, and that makes your arrangement feel intentional and dangerous in the best way. First, choose the right source. You want a sound that can survive stretching. If the sample is too thin, it'll disappear. If it's too broad and messy, it'll fight the mix. Go for something with strong transient detail and enough mid-range character to cut through a dense break and bassline. Great choices are a metallic clang, a short crash, a reversed cymbal, a vocal stab, a percussive Foley hit, or a break chop with a bit of tail. Drag that sample into an audio track and make sure warp is on. Now, depending on the source, choose your warp mode carefully. Complex Pro is great for tonal or vocal-like effects. Texture can give you a grainier, more eerie stretch. Beats is useful if you're stretching a percussive hit and want more transient control. If the sound starts smearing too much, tighten the envelope a little. If it feels too soft, try a small formant shift to bring the sound forward. Now we build the core chain. Start with a Q8, then saturator, then a compressor and optionally drum bus if the source is percussive. This chain is about keeping the stretched sound dense, controlled, and mix safe. With EQ8, first clean out the low end. High pass somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz, depending on the sample. If the sound gets harsh, notch a little around 2.5 to 5 kHz. If you want more bite, a gentle boost around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz can help the FX survive against the drums. That mid-range presence is often what makes the transition actually work in context. Next, add saturator. Keep it tasteful, but don't be afraid to push it a bit. Around 2 to 6 dB of drive is a good starting point. Soft clip can help control peaks and add density. If you want a darker, nastier feel, moderate drive is usually better than pushing it too hard. The point is to add weight and attitude, not flatten the whole sound. Then compress it lightly with glue compressor or regular compressor. A ratio of 2:1 or 4:1 is usually enough. Attack between 3 and 10 milliseconds, keep some transient punch, and release can sit on auto or somewhere around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. You're usually only aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. If the source is a chopped break hit or something with strong drum energy, drum bus can add extra smack and edge. Just keep it controlled. Now comes the stretch behavior. You've got two strong approaches here. One is to literally stretch the audio clip across a longer time span using warp. Duplicate or extend the clip across 1 to 4 bars, keep warp on, and shape it until it feels musical. The other approach is to keep the original hit short and trigger repeated versions across the bar so it feels like the sound is unfolding rhythmically. Honestly, the best results often come from combining both. Stretch one version into a long tail, then layer in shorter repeated triggers on top. That creates a more intentional jungle warfare feel, like the sound is mutating while it moves. Timing matters a lot here. A one-bar stretch is good for quick phrase turns. A two-bar stretch works really well for drop lead-ins. Four bars is more of an intro to drop tension ramp. In a 174 BPM track, for example, you might use the final two bars before the drop to stretch a crash and vocal texture into the first fill, then let the bass and drum slam back and on beat one. That creates lift without sounding overcooked. Now let's add movement. Put auto filter after saturation, or sometimes before it if you want the distortion to react to the filter sweep. For a classic DnB tension arc, start with a low pass somewhere around 300 to 800 Hz, then open it up all the way to 8 to 14 kHz by the end of the stretch. You can add a little resonance for edge, but don't go so far that it starts whistling or becoming annoying. A really effective trick is to automate one main movement only. Either the filter opens, or the echo feedback rises, or the stereo width expands, or the pitch dips. Pick one lead motion per phrase and let that do the storytelling. If you automate too many things at once, the drama gets flattened. The ear doesn't know where to focus. For space, try echo before a reverb. In this style, you usually want the space to feel sharp and dangerous, not washed out and cinematic, a synced echo set to 1/8, 1/8 dotted, or 1/4 can sound great depending on the groove. Keep feedback around 15-35%, and filter out the lows so the delay doesn't muddy the mix. If you use reverb, keep it shorter and tighter, with some pre-delay and high and low cuts. Long glossy reverb can make the transition feel too soft for jungle or dark rollers. A smart move here is to put echo on a return track and automate the send level from the stretched FX. That way the dry hit stays punchy, while the tail blooms separately. It keeps the source more present and gives you more control. That's especially useful when the drums are already busy and you need the transition to support the groove instead of swallowing it. Now for the rhythmic bite. This is where the chain stops beating just a stretched FX and becomes a real arrangement instrument. Add gate, auto pan, beat repeat, or even resample the FX into simpler or sampler and chop it up manually. Gate can give you hard rhythmic chopping. Beat repeat can add glitch bursts. Auto pan, when used rhythmically, can create movement that dances around the drums without taking over. If you use gate, keep the attack fast, hold fairly short, and release controlled so it chops cleanly. If you use beat repeat, keep the grid tight, like 1/8 or 1/16, and use chance sparingly. You want enough glitch to make the transition feel alive, but not so much that the drum pattern loses its identity. Once the chain is feeling good, resample it. This is a huge pro move. Set up a new audio track with input set to resampling, and record the transition movement. Resampling lets you commit to the sound, slice it precisely, reverse parts, layer variations, and save CPU in a density NB project. After resampling, cut it up. Reverse the final hit for a pull-in effect. Duplicate one slice and pitch it down a few semitones if you want extra dread. Trim the tail so the next drop lands cleanly. If you're building a little transition toolkit, create a few versions. One brighter and more open, one darker and shorter, and one with more echo for breakdown use. That gives you flexibility across the arrangement. Now place it with real phrase logic. That matters a lot in drum and bass. Drop the FX stretch into the last one or two bars before a drop. Use it at the end of a 16-bar intro. Put it at the end of a 32-bar roller section to signal a bass variation. Or use it in a jungle switch-up, where the stretched FX sits over the final bar before a new break pattern enters. The key is contrast. Let the main break and bass stay dry and upfront while the FX chain becomes more exaggerated. If everything is moving and wet all the time, the ear stops noticing the transition. But if the FX becomes the dramatic element, while the core groove stays clear, the whole arrangement feels bigger and more professional. One more advanced detail. Use track delay and clip envelopes to micro-align the stretched FX with the drum pickup. Even 10 to 20 milliseconds can make the impact feel cleaner and more locked in. Also, if the FX sounds strong solo but weak in context, reduce the stereo spread and bring more presence into the 1 to 3 kHz zone. That's often where it survives best against breakbeats. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't leave too much low end in the FX chain. Don't use a weak source and expect stretching to magically save it. Don't drown the drop in reverb. Don't make the FX too wide, especially in the lower range. And don't place it randomly. If it isn't tied to phrase endings, switch-ups, or pre-drop moments, it won't feel like proper DNB arrangement language. For a darker or heavier version, try a two-layer split. Keep one layer clean and controlled for body, and another layer more crushed and chopped for menace. Keep the dirty layer quieter, and let it only appear in the last half bar. You can also try a pitch ramp stretch by nudging repeated clips up or down by one semitone per bar. That gives you movement without sounding like a generic riser. For jungle flavor, layer a chopped amen slice under the stretched FX and let the tail morph into the transition. That can make the whole thing feel like the break itself is mutating. And if you want a really hard ending, let the transition finish with one dry transient right before the new groove hits. That little clean hit can make the drop feel way heavier. Here's a good practice move. Build two versions of the same transition. One bright and rising into the drop, one darker and more sinister with a shorter tail. Stretch each over two bars. Automate the filter from around 500 Hz up to 10 kHz. Add a bit of rhythmic chopping near the end. Then resample both and place them before a drop or switch up. Test them first with drums and bass muted, then in the full mix. You'll immediately hear which version gives the clearest phrase lift without cluttering the low end. If you want to push this further, build a three-version transition pack from the same source. Make one clean tension version, one dirty pressure version, and one breakdown lift version. Keep them in the same sonic family, but give each one a different job in the arrangement. That's the real power of this formula. It's not just a cool effect. It becomes a reusable transition instrument you can play throughout the track. So the big takeaway is this. Jungle Warfare FX Chain Stretch is about turning a short sound into a controlled, evolving transition layer. Use warp, eck, saturation, filtering, echo, and rhythmic motion. Keep the low end clean. Make the phrase timing intentional. Resample once it works, then reuse it like a weapon across the arrangement. That's how you get tension, movement, and drop impact in drum and bass without overcrowding the mix. And once you start doing this consistently, your transition stops sounding like random edits and starts sounding like part of your production identity.